على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before going any further, it's after a long time that I'm back in my hometown, and when I look around, we miss many of our people that we grew up with, that we stayed with. So let us read three times, قل هو الله. This is the right thing to do, and make إسال السواب for all our marhumin, all our past mutawallis, all our musallis, all our friends, especially of Germiston, and then the whole ummah also, inshallah. As I said, this is the right thing, that we need to make isali sawab and make dua and maghfirat. This is what helps the marhum. What's happening today commonly, we go to the janazah, here also we are talking all the time. We make alhamdulillah janazah namaz, may Allah accept inshallah. But besides that, we're talking of the weather, we're talking of politics, we're talking of sports, we're talking of business, we're talking of everything. And the actual purpose is to make dua and maghfirat, that the marhum really wants that, and make isali sawab, read and pass the sawab to the person. And more worse than that is where the ladies gather. They don't have to gather at a mayyat house, but they feel it a faraz that we have to be there. And there they're talking of latest fashions, brand names, in all that, that is baking, recipes, that all the women are discussing. And the purpose, if they would have stayed at home and made read Quran Sharif, even just Surah Fatiha one or two times, read Surah Ikhlas a few times, read the Kalima La Ilaha Illallah a few times, read Durood Sharif, and pass that to the marhum, wallah, I promise you, that person appreciates it much, much more than we going there and making a big show. We are all gathered, we make tea parties there, etc. That is not what our deen and shariat is about. May Allah give us the proper understanding, and let us fulfill the rights of our marhumin also. Today we feel that I have to show face, I have to fulfill the right by going to show my face. That we don't fulfill the rights. Whether you are present there or not, but you are making dua, etc., isali sawab, that is what is important. And whenever a false, a batil, a wrong thing comes in, the right thing, Allah takes it out. Mm-hmm. And then we are deprived of the true deen, and we just get another funny picture of deen, which we think is deen, but that is not deen. So the reality of deen will come really when we stay with those people who have got the reality of deen, and we are prepared to learn from them. Then this true deen will come into us. Otherwise our whole lives will pass, and we'll just have an outward picture and form of you. Anyway, the ayat-e-kareema of the Quran Sharif that I recited, the whole ummah knows this ayat and knows the meaning also, but our Honorable Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, taught us the proper and full meaning of this ayat. Not only as we commonly translate it, normally we say the meaning of this ayat, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, that Allah and the Malaika are sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's not the full and complete translation. Because this is what is called a nominal sentence, Jumla Ismiya in Arabic. And also the verb that is used is called a fa'al mudhari. And both of these things show to continuity. So the full proper translation is all the time. Allah and His Malaika are sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all the time Allah has been since ever. The Quran Sharif is a sifat of Allah and it is also since ever. So all the time Allah is sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning that Allah Ta'ala is sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There are two meanings to this. One meaning is that Allah is continuously showering His unlimited special favors and mercies on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time. So when we go to Rauza Mubarak particularly, and when we are close to the Rauza Mubarak, just like you have the Victoria Falls, you have the Niagara Falls, how lot water is falling. And even if you're almost up to a kilometer from the actual waterfalls, the splashes of that water is so much that if you don't wear a raincoat, your clothes get wet. So powerful that water is. But all the waterfalls of the world together is not as powerful as the waterfalls, the Rahmat falls of Allah Ta'ala on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there you are not a kilometer away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are a few meters away. But ask us the question, why doesn't that Rahmat splashes fall on us? If it falls on us, our whole life will change. For example, a person goes without a beard, and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a proper full sunnah beard, we come back like that. We go with Western clothing, we come back like that. We go without namaz in our lives, we come back without namaz in our lives. That waterfall, rahmat falls, didn't fall on us. Because here, we don't have to wear raincoat to protect ourselves, that if rahmat doesn't fall on us, we have to take out our rahmat, our raincoats of guna. That is blocking it. We are filled with guna and we are covered up with gunas like a raincoat of gunas we are wearing. So that rahmat doesn't touch us. It is for this reason, if we go for hajj, we go for umrah, first go and stay by some Allah wa'ala, some pious person. And let him make effort on us by which this raincoat of sins can be removed. And now when we go there, even if we get one chance for a few seconds, in front of Rauza Mubarak, all the time Allah's rahmat is pouring down and a few drops fall on us, we will see our way of thinking will change. We will see the direction of our heart will change. The love of deen, love of akhirat will overtake us. And all the things of dunya, sports and business and money and living it up and being better than the next person and jealousy and hatred, all these things will automatically go out of a person. So that is one meaning, that Allah's rahmat is descending all the time. When this ayat-e kareema was revealed, so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the minbar sharif of Masjid al-Nabawi. And he asked the sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning of this ayat? Sahaba were an embodiment of adab, respect. And so they said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. There is the department of deen, Allah and His Rasul know better. He also is a great lesson for us to learn. Almost all of us, whenever there is any matter of deen, a controversial subject, with regard to the sighting of the moon, halal, haram, a divorce issue, or even the differences in the ulama, everyone is giving his own fatwas in that. That is a matter of the ulama. We should say they know better. They will decide. We mustn't fall into that also. This we should learn this adab, respect from the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Just like if our parents are having a fight, as children, we mustn't fall in the fight. We must say, we are children, it's my father, it's my mother, I respect and honor both. That's their problem, let them sort it out. And we mustn't fall into it. But today we don't see to our matters, we are worried of the whole world's matters. And our own matters we don't see to. So then Allah Ta'ala said the tafsir, the meaning of this ayat, wa Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. And what a beautiful meaning of the ayat Allah explained, that what this ayat means, that إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَا, that when Allah revealed the ayat, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ, that your remembrance we have made very, very high. Then Allah explained the meaning, that O my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I've made the arrangement in the world that whenever I will be remembered, Allah, you will be remembered with me. Today, in this days of inequity, far from deen, but even today, Allah has made the system that till the day of Qiyamah, every moment Allah will be remembered. We know ourselves, we don't remember Allah, not even in our namazes. So how is it that Allah is being remembered all the time? Every moment there are azans taking place in the world. Here we are, for example, at Juma time, Zohar time, 1 o'clock, somewhere it's Asr time, somewhere it's Fajr time, somewhere in the world it's Maghrib, it's Isha, due to time difference. And Shafis give their azan awwal waqt, Hanafis give their azan later. So every moment there are azans taking place in the world. From the east where the sun rises first, Fiji Islands, right to the west coast of Alaska and America, where the sun rises the last, all the time, 24 hours there are azans taking place. And after the adhan, after 15-20 minutes, iqama, takbir takes place, namaz takes place, in the whole world. So Allah is being remembered. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. In the whole world, Allah is made him. Even if we should remember Allah all the time, but even if we aren't, Allah has made the system. And no adhan will be complete until the muadhin does not also say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Till then the adhan won't be complete. So where Allah is remembered, in the whole world, all the time, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also remembered. In the morning when we get up, first thing we hear is adhan. When we wake up in the morning, we read the dua. And when a child is born, then the first thing the child, when we wake up in the morning, we read the dua, we read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, Allah and his Rasul. When we sleep at night, we read the dua, we read kalima, again Allah and his Rasul are remembered. When a person is born, adhan is given in the right ear, takbir in the left ear. Allah is remembered, Allah's Rasul. How many Muslim children have been born now at this moment in the world? Adhan is being given, Allah and his Rasul have been remembered. When a person dies and we close the eyelids, we read Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. When we read Janaza namaz, first in the, after the first takbir, Subhanakallahumma thana we read. After the second takbir, that Janaza namaz won't be complete until we don't read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. So from east to west, north to south, morning to night, and from birth to death, all the time Allah has made it, Allah is being remembered, his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So high Allah has made the remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is that Allah is sending that durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. And وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ, and the farishta also sending durood all the time. What is the meaning of the malaika, the angels sending durood? That is, they are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone, whatever a person, how much he knows somebody, a good person, how much he likes his things, whether it's his cell phone, his motor car, his garden, his garage, what he likes, and what he knows what it is, you don't have to tell him to talk about it. You have to tell him, please, it's enough now. Keep quiet. How much are you going to go on talking about this here? You're talking about your cell phone all the time. You're talking about your car all the time. You're talking of the features of your garden all the time. All the time you have to actually ask him, please keep quiet. Unfortunately, we don't know who our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, so we don't even think about him. We don't talk about him, we don't read one durood also. Had we known who, what a great magnanimous position our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds, automatically a person. So the malaika know very well. And how great is not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in the Quran Sharif Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have made your remembrance very high. When Allah has made the remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so high, who can raise it? Who can make it more higher? Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you as a complete embodiment, a complete parcel of mercy to lil alameen, for all the realms. Not only lil muslimin, or the salihin, or the pious people, or the Muslims, no, for the entire creation, for all the creation of Allah. And what is the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It comes in the hadith sharif in which Allah speaks, hadith al-Qudsi, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. Had it not been for you, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I should not have created the creation. So our existence is in the sadqa and the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise we shouldn't have been here. This beautiful masjid, this beautiful day of Jumu'ah. And Jumu'ah, people come from where and where, and we congregate. We feel happy to see our Muslim brothers. And all the Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Jannah, Jahannam is all in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our family, our children, our business, our homes. Had it not been for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should have nothing of, we shouldn't even have an idea of, we shouldn't be existing also. So a person who does a favor to you, how much mustn't you be thankful to that person? The favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot imagine, we cannot think, we cannot enumerate them. So how much must we be saying the thank you? Reading durood is saying jazakallah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we don't read one durood, we don't appreciate. And there is a great weakness of us as mankind. We don't seem to appreciate anything in our lives. For example, we came to the masjid here. Masjid is neat, tidy, musallas are clean, toilets are clean, water is flowing in the wuzukhana. Everything is there. Who of us appreciate? Who will of us go and tell the mutawalli jazakallah? He has a 50 rand, he has a 100 rand. You are doing a wonderful job. None of us will do that. But let one toilet be dirty, and we didn't use it. Somebody told us that toilet is dirty, or the latch is not working, or the light is not working. See how much we will complain about it. Wuzu khana is a problem. Complaining we are very quick. At home, what and what don't our wives do for us? They prepare food, they got it ready, the house is clean, they look after the children. But who of us ever once told our wives, jazakallah, or that we appreciate what you do? But let one small thing be wrong. Just the salt is not right in the food. Something is too hot, something is too cold. See how we start like wild beasts, how we come down upon them. We forget all the good. So we don't even think of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what his favors upon us. And to say jazakallah is to read durood sharif. How many of us read durood? When Allah tabaraka ta'ala in the Quran sharif says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Your akhlaq, your character is the most sublime, the most high. Any person who's got good character has a smile on his face always. He's always helping the poor, thinking of the needy. He never swears, he never shouts. He's good, kind. Everyone, even the most hard-hearted person. And somebody might have told you about this person, he's a bad person. But when you met him, you saw what a good person. You just fall in love with him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we come to know what the akhlaq, we will just fall in love with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who you are in love with, you want to be with that person all the time. You are in the thoughts of that person, even if that person is not there, but you are in the thoughts. So we will be thinking of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi, a great, great pious person, great lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wrote a whole kitab, a book in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He writes in there, for example, فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed, went past all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, as far as his outward body features are the most handsome. More handsome than a million Yusuf alayhi salam also. So handsome was our Nabi, and his character also. Now all the Anbiya alayhi salam who had the best of qualities, all of them together cannot come match anywhere near Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم. And all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam cannot come anywhere near Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in any of his quality. Whether it's his knowledge, whether it is his kindness, compassion, or any of his qualities, all of them together cannot come any. That Nabi is our Nabi. And by reading durood, Nabi don't need our durood. Allah's durood, when Allah has sent durood, what is our durood? But if we send durood, we will get all that benefit. But ask ourselves, how much durood did we send in this week? Jummah, one of the special ibadats of Jummah is to say, read durood, Sharif. Ask us, how many duroods did I read today? So this is why we should try and read durood. And then, when this is the position of Allah is sending all the time durood, the malaika are sending all the time durood, Allah loves you, the believers, who are the friends of Allah. Allah says, فَصَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ بِلِيبَةٍ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. You also send durood, and you send salam, and send it in abundance, and send it with passion and love, not just to count numbers, to finish up numbers, not that unmindfully we are sending durood, no, with consciousness, with that feeling, like you are making love with somebody. You are fully, every part of your body is in that love making. Like this, the pure love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send durood like that on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in the hadith sharif, inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah. The person who will be the most closest to me on the day of qiyamah, aktharuhum alayya salatan, are those people who send the most durood on me. And the ulama have explained three meanings of this. The one meaning is that that person who sends the most durood will be physically, bodily, the most closest to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The day of Qiyamah is a terrible day when the sun will be just overhead, at the bottom will be melting copper, when there will be torture and torment on all sides. At that time, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be, it will be a garden of Jannah. And whoever sends the most durood will be the most closest to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet there is no qualification you need. You don't need a matriq. You don't need to be an ali. You don't have to be white. You don't have to be black. You don't have to be Arab or non-Arab. Whoever you are, man, woman, children, old people, whoever sends the most durood, we are given the choice. That person will be the most closest. And to read durood sharif, you don't need wudu. You don't have to face the qibla. You don't have to come to the masjid to read durood all the time, wherever we are. No effort. And the benefits of durood sharif are so great. For example, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, is written. One person was traveling. There are many, many instances. I'll just mention a few. He was traveling with his father. The father became ill. And he treated him, and the father passed away. But he saw that his father's face turned into the face of a pig, a swan. So he felt very hurt that my father has passed away in a bad condition. His face has become like a pig, like a swine. He covered his father and he cried profusely. In that, he fell asleep. When he fell asleep, he saw an extremely handsome young person coming fast to where his father was. He removed that cloth, wiped his hand over his face, and his face became beautiful, handsome, shining face. And he started going. So he caught his, in the dream, he caught his kurta. He said, who are you? You, my father, I was so worried. What the condition of my father? He said, I'm your Nabi. And your father was engaged in, he used to take lot of interest dealings. That is why his face changed like that. But he should send a lot of durood on me. So I paid him back, and I came, and I saved him from all the other. And durood sharif. Another person was also with his father. Father died, and his face turned black, the father's face. Also he cried. He covered the face. Also he fell asleep. He saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and he opened the face, passed his hand over, and his face became white and shiny. He asked, who are you? He said, I'm your Nabi. Your father was a very great sinner. No deen in his life, no namaz, no nothing in his life. But he used to send durood on me. So therefore I paid him back. So durood is a great, great ibadah. and it doesn't cost us anything. Our throats won't get dry. We don't have to spend money for it. We don't have to spend time while we are walking, while we are traveling, by bus, by car, or train, whatever we are, we can be reading Durood all the time. The second meaning of Durood, of being close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have the most love for that person who reads the most Durood. So wherever you are, and today we are 1400 years after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but whoever reads more Durood, he will be the more closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to have the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a greater thing can be. And the third meaning of it is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede, make sifarish, will intercede for that person the most on the day of Qiyamah, the person who read the most Durood Sharif. So Durood Sharif is a very, very great ibadah which we should not be neglectful of. Every day we should read whatever amount we can. Start with 10 times a day. Then go on to 25, 50, make it 100. And on a Friday, try and read 500 times. MashaAllah, there are such people here in Palm Ridge who read up to 1,000 times Durood a day. Fridays up to 2, 3,000, 5,000 times Durood. So we also should try and read as much Durood as we can. And the shortest Durood, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to read, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So easy. Everyone, you don't have to learn it. Just sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the middle of the night, your eyes open. You can't sleep, whatever reason, whatever. Then start reading Durood Sharif. Anywhere you are driving, you are going to Durban for 5, 6 hours, 7, 8 hours. How long Durood can't you read? So many occasions, we are sitting idle. How many times? We are waiting for the food. Instead of fighting with the wife, start reading Durood Sharif. Why fight with her and shout at her and that? Start reading, we can read so many times Durood Sharif. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Al-Bakhilu idha dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A stingy person is he that when I'm mentioned in front of him, the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, and still he doesn't read Durood. Hey, one person in Urdu, there is a proverb, Makki Chus, which means a person who sucked a fly. Now these proverbs are not made, somebody doesn't think them and makes them. Something happens and then a proverb is made. So this person was eating soup curry, and a fly fell into his soup curry. And it started flying out again. So he caught the fly and he started sucking the fly. He said, you can fly, I'm not going to suck, eat you up. But my soup which is on you, you can't go. How stingy is fly, what a dirty insect. Full of disease, but he's so stingy that that soup on it, that also he wants it. From there, the proverb came that a person who's very stingy is called Makhichus. But wallah, a person who doesn't read Durood is even more stingy than that person who sucks the fly. Because Huzur Sallallahu's favors are so many, and we can't say one thank you, one jazakallah. We can't praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There were a couple old people, all the children got married, only the old mother, old grandfather, grandmother in the house. So when the old man used to go for Isha, he used to put off the lamp. In the old days, the lamp that used to be there. He said, the old lady don't need it. She finished making wudu, she's going to make namaz. So she doesn't need it to save the wick and to save the oil, the paraffin, what it used to burn. So one day he forgot. Halfway he came back. He knocked on the door and he called on her and he said, see, I forgot to put off the lamp today. I just came to remind you, you put it off. She said, don't open the door, he said. I just came to remind you. She said that we are married 60, 70 years. You trained me so well, you forgot, I put it off. You so worried about that little wick burning for that little wife and the pair of feet. But from where you had to come back, the sole of your shoes that got worn out, what about that? So he said, I thought of that also. At that point, I took out my sandals and I put it under my arm. And when I get back there, I will wear it again. Then she said, you told me not to open the door. Why? He said, the hinges will get worn out so much. How stingy is that person? But wallah, more stingy than him is the person who doesn't send you. May Allah give us topic to understand the value and importance of Durood and read it regularly. And let me assure you, when, by the time we out after Namaz, we'll have forgotten everything. Now many of us must be thinking, I'm going to read Durood regularly. But till we don't come regularly and make contact with the Allah Wala, yeah, Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib has majlis regularly, attend the majlis, other places, wherever there is majlis, go in Jamaat, so that we can be reminded, listen to bayans, sit for the kitab, reading, all this, then we will be reminded. And then inshallah it will come in our lives, and wallah, you will remember me when you die, and you will, that we should have done all that, do it, and you'll say, oh, lucky he told us, and we did it, now we are benefiting. May Allah give us all from it.